This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music? Totally rad. The fashion? So fly. Home decor? That's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's been a serious uptick in political violence in the United States. And after the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk, we have seen the right in this country, specifically the leaders, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, the people at the forefront of the Republican Party, do nothing but stoke the flame, say this is war, this is civil war, we're going after our political opponents. And what ends up happening is things like this. A Texas man was accused of threatening to shoot up a pride parade to, quote, pay them back for taking out Charlie Kirk. I want to get into this in this video because it's really showing the direct effect of when Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, these other people get on a stage like they have, frankly, for, you know, Donald Trump specifically has done for a decade in U.S. politics, which is constantly ramp up the tension, fan the flames. Instead of being a true leader and calming things down, this is always what he does. He fans the flames, he increases the tension in the country, and then he uses, for his own personal gain, this tension to say, oh, wait, actually, this is all their fault. That's why you should vote for me. But it has real consequences like this. People can end up losing their lives. Before we get into it really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler today on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. It would mean so much if you would just go right down below and hit subscribe. Hit subscribe on this channel. Why not? The Adam Mockler channel. You guys have been showing so much love. Adam's been going on CNN, absolutely killing it. We're trying to pump so much content on this channel, and a like and a subscribe goes such a long way. I do appear on this channel pretty often. So again, if you want to check out my YouTube, the link to my YouTube channel, it's in the description. And yes, I know I need a haircut. It's getting bad. Before we get into this story, let's take a listen quickly to how the right now is describing Charlie Kirk in the aftermath of all of this. Take a listen.
Realized in the days hence that he was a prophet, not a fortune teller like people think of prophecy.
Right. No, exactly.
He was like a biblical prophet that would go into a nation and call it to repent. That's what he was doing. He was going to these campuses and he was going on stage and he was going on the show and the podcast and he was calling a nation to repent. He went to London and he called England to repent at Cambridge and Oxford. And they hurled insults at him. They mocked him. They jeered him, just like the biblical prophets. They wanted to stone him, and ultimately they killed him. And that is what Jesus said. He said, what did they do to the prophets? They killed him. And now the other revelation.
You're making me emotional again. Yeah.
Because I know that what you're saying is true.
And the other revelation is specifically about these campus tours. We called them campus tours. They were tent revivals.
Yes.
Complete with the tent, Tucker.
I don't know why I didn't really see
I
any
didn't
of
either.
This
as it was
you say
happening.
That, and I just like to envision like George Whitfield.
I really don't think it's helpful in this time to be talking like this, especially for the right. This is the Charlie Kirk show, and obviously, like, violence is never acceptable. What happened to Charlie Kirk is absolutely tragic. When we're talking about the aftermath of this and like how where our country is at, again, taking a step back, he's referencing the Bible. And he's, you know, saying Charlie Kirk is a prophet. That's why they killed him. I mean, that's really, I mean, if you're a person in this country listening to this, you're, I mean, that's directly going to lead to more violence. Who is they? Again, the left, they killed him. Charlie Kirk is this huge prophet figure, which also, again, I don't think he was. I don't think we need to, you know, pretend that his life was something that it wasn't. It also did a lot of damage to, you know, marginalized communities. But regardless of if you feel like he was or wasn't, this is dangerous talk to be having right now. Look, they killed a prophet. What does that mean? You're going to go after them, right? And Another thing we've been hearing is a lot of comparisons of Charlie Kirk to MLK. Take a listen to this before we wrap back to the original story.
About all of these Negro preachers who've been, in fact, talking about that this man that was killed was the answer to Christ in the earth. Y'all ain't saying nothing. They having moments of silence in black churches all over the country over a man that was racist and a white supremacist. How dare you compare him to Martin Luther King? The only thing that Charlie Crist and Martin Luther King got in common is both of them was killed by a white man. After that, they got nothing else in common.
And part of the reason I bring this up, it's fascinating, again, regardless of how you feel about Charlie Kirk, I know people like Ezra Klein have written stories to a lot of backlash if he was doing politics the right way or having this big conversation on the left about who he was. I think we can all agree on a very basic level that, like, we're just, when we're calling this individual a prophet, it's not helpful, it's dangerous. And when we're doing comparisons like to MLK, I mean, what world are we living in? It's also odd because Charlie Kirk himself hated MLK. He said it publicly all the time. This is a tweet from Charlie Kirk, who was MLK. Again, Charlie Kirk at the top here. A myth has been created and it has grown totally out of control. While he was alive, most people disliked him. Yet today, he is the most honored, worshipped, even deified person of the 20th century. Today, we're going to tell the truth and explain how this myth was born. Happy Monday. Like, Charlie Kirk had this, I don't know, this insane idea that MLK was like this horrible, you know, shouldn't be revered as a person, when obviously he should be. He was incredibly important to this country. And so, like, this is almost a perfect example of how they're trying to change Charlie Kirk. They're calling him MLK. Charlie Kirk himself hated MLK. It's like we're trying to turn him into a figure that even he would disagree with. And while it's happening, again, you have people out doing stuff like this. I'm going to give this a little bit more of a lighthearted tone for a second. We're going back to the original story.
Birthday is coming up on October 14th. I think we should all go to Starbucks and order a Mint Majesty tea with two honeys. And when they ask our name, we should all say, I am Charlie Kirk. Who's with me?
Again, it's like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Okay. What are we doing? Again, it's this constant need to find that, like, you know, that the left as a whole, this is why Charlie Kirk lost his life. That the left caused this, the left did this. And I don't think that that's true. And I don't think that's a helpful conversation to have at all. And you see it in videos like that. That guy is incredibly cringe and weird. It's like, let's go to Starbucks and say, we are Charlie Kirk, to fight back against this kind of evil, grandiose thing, this movement that caused his death. But none of that is real, and it's kind of akin to the conspiratorial nature of the MAGA movement. Texas man accused of threatening to shoot up Pride Parade to pay them back for taking out Charlie Kirk. Come on, bro, let's go hunting fairies. Joshua Cole wrote to a friend 2 days before this Pride Parade, according to an FBI probable cause affidavit, reviewed by The Independent. A 42-year-old Texas man is facing federal charges after allegedly threatening to shoot up the Abilene Pride Parade as revenge for the recent assassination of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. Quote, F their parade, I say we lock and load and pay them back for taking out Charlie Kirk. Joshua Cole wrote in a September 18th message to a Facebook friend, according to an FBI probable cause affidavit reviewed by The Independent. So again, you think about a quote like this in comparison to this video I showed you, how I started this video. The second video I showed you, these tweets about he's MLK, he's a prophet, he's these things, and they were the cause of this. They were the cause of this giant figure getting taken out. It leads to things like this. I say we pay them back. Again, this is individuals at a pride parade trying to celebrate who they are, celebrating the LGBTQ plus community, just celebrating, you know, the movement itself and being able to come out and be happy who you are. And it's like, whoa, this is crazy. This conversation from the right directly from Donald Trump is again causing things like this. Come on, bro, let's go hunting fairies, he wrote. Cole was arrested by the FBI a day later, telling agents that, quote, he did not believe that the gay pride event should be allowed, while claiming he didn't actually intend to gun down parade participants, the affidavit states. But, quote, the threats were not conditional, FBI Special Agent Sam Venuti, I believe, wrote in the affidavit supporting the case against Cole. The threats were specific. The threats were also specific to a particular set of victims, people participating in the Pride Parade. Cole's comments were not mere idle or careless talk, exaggeration, or something said in only a joking manner. Because again, the right, as they're doing this, would like to say that a lot of time if they feel like people are calling them out too often for crossing the line. And any reasonable person would experience apprehension of violence based on Cole's statements, according to the affidavit. Here is the mugshot, Joshua Cole, because he was arrested. Cole attended a brief court appearance Thursday and was ordered to remain in jail before the trial, which is obviously a good thing. Abilene's fourth annual Pride Parade and Festival took place September 20th and featured vendors, live music, family activities, and drag shows. Extra security was on hand, which is incredible. Again, more so than ever, all of us need to be supporting the LGBTQ plus community and these communities that are consistently under threat of violence and increasing violence just over the last, obviously, 5 years. Everyone wants to feel recognized and loved and feel like they belong somewhere. 2 days before the parade, Cole replied to a Facebook post in which an acquaintance complained about a, quote, no guns policy instituted by the organizers. Quote, they don't want anyone showing up and taking them out like they want to do to everyone else. Again, these are families, kids, grandparents, like small businesses, everyone just having a good time. This is insane talk, and it's being caused by a lot of what I showed you in the beginning, but also directly from Donald Trump. So let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Maybe share it with a MAGA friend or family member. Say, look, this is how this rhetoric has a direct tie to violence. I mean, imagine if the FBI didn't arrest this guy. And I know in a time like this, all of this can be very depressing, hard to hear. Take it one day at a time and remember it's okay to turn off your phone for a day or two. When you return, the Adam Aqua channel will be right back where it was. Make sure you subscribe. Hit like down below. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry filling in for Adam Mockler, and the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. Have a great start to your week, and I will see you in the next video.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.